this, but who remembers one of your Sunday school teachers from when you were a kid? There better be a lot of hands right up front here. For me, it was Mrs. Sarah Gunther, and God used the faithfulness of Mrs. Gunther to begin what has changed the course of my life forever. Now, Mrs. Gunther, in her time, I know for a fact, had at least two future pastors in her class. She would never have guessed that I would be where I am today. And in fact, as I talked with one of those other pastors this weekend and said, "Do you remember Mrs. Gunther?" He said, "Oh yeah, she was great. She took me to Friendly's." And apparently, if you were in class all the time and maybe had some good behavior, you got taken to Friendly's by Mrs. Gunther. I was not aware that this was something that she did. And yet God used her. She wasn't my first Sunday school teacher, and she wasn't my last. Besides a few flannel board images that I have in my head, and I talked about that a couple weeks ago, I don't remember anything specifically that she ever taught me. But it was her faithfulness in being there. And I'm pretty sure she taught two grades, so you had her for a couple years, and I was probably only in her class a handful of times, and yet it was her care and her love, more than anything she specifically taught me, that God used to extend His grace into my life and helped me to connect to Aldersgate United Methodist for the years that were to follow. I just got back from annual conference, and as we gathered there with pastors and lay members from more than 800 churches in the Upper New York area, Bishop Webb started with a powerful message that talked about not just the what of ministry that God calls us to, but the importance of the why. And I want to talk some about the what this morning as it comes to our hearts and what God wants to do through all of us in ministry to our children at our church. But as the bishop pointed out, it's the why that guides the what that we do, and it increases the impact when we both know our why and are clear on our why. And so his message helped me give some form to what God had been putting on my heart for today. And as we celebrate the end of another great year in Sunday school for our young people, I want us to be open to what the Holy Spirit is doing in our midst, what the Holy Spirit has done this past year as we hold that up, but hopefully to also plant some seeds and offer some encouragement in each of our hearts, that we would build relationship as we journey together, particularly building relationship with our young folks. I find myself in the midst of a life that the United Methodist Church is something that is very important, and we continue in this thread of what God began on that first Pentecost when the church came to life. And I've shared many times about my family's unchurchedness and how we moved to a house that backed up to Aldersgate United Methodist and how God used that. But perhaps what I haven't shared that much is we only lived in that house for a couple years, and then we moved within the same school district but a couple miles away. And for most of my family, this was enough to have church be an inconvenience, and it became an even less frequent part of their life. There were churches that were closer to our house and probably some that maybe had some more exciting worship or better programs, and yet it was that connection that started with Miss Gunther in that Sunday school class that kept me going back. And there were times even when if I couldn't get a ride, I would ride my bike the 2 miles. So it wasn't just convenience that God used that church in my life, but the Holy Spirit continued to pull me back. So as the Holy Spirit used the faithfulness of others to reach me in that time, as I shared, there probably wasn't a lot of evidence for me as a young person that God was going to do something or anything. I was more of a pain in the neck, and yet I never felt once that I was treated differently or loved any less than the pastor's kids or any of the other students that were there every week. I don't know the why of the ladies that were my Sunday school teachers and junior high youth group leaders, but I certainly saw the evidence of what God was doing in their life as they built relationship with me and helped me have space to learn about Jesus, and I am so grateful that they did. The Apostle Paul writes to Timothy, and we have a couple of those letters that he wrote, and he's trying to encourage Timothy to continue in the ministry that God has obviously called him to. And Timothy's a young man, but God had been working in Timothy's life from early on, and Paul acknowledges the importance of other people in his faith early in his life. And in 1 Timothy 3, Paul says this, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and become convinced of." So he's pointing to the importance of what Timothy had learned, but not just what he had learned. He says, "Because you know those from whom you learned it." So Paul is acknowledging and holding up the importance of relationship in young Timothy's life, the way that people had walked with him and built in. And so Timothy had been blessed to be part of a church from an early age. And we know this because Paul continues to say, and not only knowing those that he's learned it, but how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ. So why do we do ministry here? Why do we do ministry for young people at Bergen United Methodist? Is it because we know that some kids aren't good enough to make the travel soccer team and we don't want them bored on Sunday morning? Is it because things like hockey and dance are kind of expensive and maybe not everybody can afford to do those things? So let's have some things if those aren't possibilities. If those were the only reasons as a church that we offered ministry to our young people, they wouldn't be very good wise for ministry, would they? But why do we offer ministry? My heart and my hope is that it has something to do with that we believe that Jesus in our life makes all the difference, and we want our young people to know Jesus. Maybe you knew Jesus from a young age, and when I asked you if you remembered one of your Sunday school teachers, you immediately knew who that was. Maybe like me, it was a few years into life before you started to become exposed to the church. Maybe you were growing before you came to know Jesus. But my hope and prayer for all of us is that you have a sense for the way that Jesus makes your life different. And that's something that we don't just look at the news and how broken the world is and wish that they might know something different. But my hope for us is that we know the difference Jesus makes in our own lives and we want to share that with others. And it is just so important to understand in our lives that the Timothys that God is raising up in our midst, that they would be able to look back and to know that as young people who were part of Bergen United Methodist, that there were people here who loved Jesus and loved them. And so I'm grateful for the programs that we have here at our church. I'm grateful for the programs that God used in my life. And I know that we have great leaders who love our kids, both volunteer and paid, and are doing great ministry in the midst of those programs. And what happens through ministry programs is really important, but at the end of the day, it isn't a program that our young people need. Our young people need Jesus. And so we must ask is, in addition to the why do we have ministry for young people, how? How do we get to know Jesus? How do we share Jesus? Jesus did not leave a great Sunday school curriculum when he went back to be with the Father. Jesus didn't leave an amazing song when he went to take his throne, although I'm sure he would have loved Father Abraham if he would have learned that. On this Pentecost Sunday, we remember what it is that Jesus left us, and it's the Holy Spirit. Can this Holy Spirit meet us in ministry programs, in our small groups? Absolutely. But programs and studies come and go. But there are a few things that have remained constant from that day the church was born on Pentecost Sunday almost 2,000 years ago that are still the same for churches where God is alive and growing today. Those few things are the Spirit of God, God's Holy Word, and people who are open to God and share that love with others. This is the heart of what we strive to be at our church. And the vision that God has given us includes these words: we are led by the Spirit and called to worship, build relationships, and dig deep into the Scripture. These three things: the Holy Spirit, God's Word, and people who are willing to be open to God and to share that love with others. We can have the best programs that a church has ever had, but if those three things are not at the heart of who we are, then what we do in ministry will never have the impact for God's kingdom that it could or should. Our scripture today tells us that people were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. And when Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." We have great people working with our young folks here at the church, people who love Jesus, who strive to know his word and have the power of the Holy Spirit in their lives. But this is not something that is important just for those that we recognize today in Headstand. As a church, each of us is called to build relationships with our young people. And maybe God will continue to call you to work with our young people. Maybe God is calling you in this next season, as Sunday school starts next year, to take a step forward and to do something new. Maybe God is calling you to work in our nursery as an aide or with the Sprouts program. There are a number of ways that in ministry program we can do that. But that may not be for everybody. But what is for each of us is that we would build relationships with each other, not just the people who look like us or the people who are in the same decade as us, but we build relationship together. And so I would encourage all of us that as we grow in our understanding of the importance of Jesus in our own life, that we'd look to grow and deepen our relationships with the young people in our midst. That we would, if our knees still work this way, maybe get down at their level, look them in the eye, just say hi. Let them know as you see them around that you're so glad that they are here. That any of the noise or mess that might be left behind, or for the kids who were like me who did nothing but cause problems, that they're not an annoyance, that they're not in our way, but that they are welcomed and loved. We can all do that as we make room for the Holy Spirit, who on that Pentecost opened the church to all who would receive Jesus. So as we receive Jesus and as we share him and build relationships and let God's word grow deep in our hearts, we may find that it is true that not only are we able to bless our kids, but we are blessed in return. And so there's another incident in the Gospels where there are children and adults who are grumpy about those kids. Imagine that. And it is in Matthew 21 where Jesus becomes again indignant because of adults in the temple who are upset with the children who are shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David," in the temple. The kids were getting rowdy. And in that house of worship, the adults were not okay with that. Let us in this house of worship, adults, let us be okay with the rowdiness and the passion, and let that be contagious, that we would learn something about loving Jesus as we look to love Jesus by caring for the young ones in our midst. On this Pentecost, would you join me in prayer? Holy Spirit, we have already acknowledged that you are here, and we have invited and prayed for you to come. Come, Holy Spirit. Lord, let us make room once again for you in our hearts, that we wouldn't leave this place just having some sense that you were here as we gathered together in worship. But Lord, may we more fully leave here knowing that we have made room for you in our hearts. So be with us now as we look to build relationship with each other, as we look to extend care and grace to the youngest in our midst. May we find you in deeper, in more meaningful ways as we do that. So Lord, now as we prepare our hearts to gather at your table, let us recognize that this is not just time between me as an individual and you as my God, but help me to see the way that as we gather young and old, as we gather male and female, as we gather those from different backgrounds and experiences, let us know that we gather together at your table here in this place. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.